Tonight's Girls Soccer Sports Report for Friday, April the 24th, is being brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Kemper and Carroll were in action on Friday night. The Knights hosted Storm Lake down at the Fieldhouse. It was all Kemper, got to two early goals to take a 2-0 lead. They would lead 7-0 at the halftime and go on to a 10-0 victory. Everything started right away when Kaylin Pudence did a cross on an out-of-bounds play to Sierra Pudence with 37:14 to go to put the Knights up 1-0. Mia Milligan then stretched it to 2-0 at the 36:47 mark. Kemper controlled the ball down in their offensive end the entire first half. Storm Lake had it early down on their offensive end one time for just a couple of moments. They missed a shot that was wide of the goal, and Kemper then dominated with it. They were more physical. They were quicker. They were more aggressive getting to the ball. Their passing was absolutely fantastic all first half long, and we'll get to the stats here in a moment that tell you how well they moved the ball. But the last 15 or so minutes of that first half, Kemper really blew things open. It was Cassie Lorman filing Riley Massey for a goal with 15:22 to go in the first half, putting Kemper up 3-0. Massey then would find Sierra Pudence for a goal with 11:03 to go in the first half, stretching that lead to 4-0. It was Massey then finding Sierra Pudence again for another goal at the 9:08 mark to make it 5-0. Massey would get a penalty kick where she would score to stretch it to 6-0 with 8:35 to go in the first half, and then it was Riley Massey to Callie Hausman with 2:45 to go, making it 7-0 at the halftime. Now, in the second half, Riley Massey scored right away to make it 8-0 at the 32:02 mark. Addie Andover added the ninth goal of the night for Kemper to make it 9-0 with 24:24 to go, and then Sierra Pudence found McKenna Bloom for the final goal at the 21:20 mark to end that match again with 21 minutes and 21 seconds left, with Kemper winning at 10-0. So Kemper did not face a shot on goal all night, so no saves. The defense didn't have to do a lot as the offense kept it down on their end pretty much the whole first half, and then a good portion of the second half, even though Storm Lake did get it down on their end a little bit more in the second half. Kaylin Pudence had an assist. Sierra Pudence had three goals to go with an assist. Riley Massey, three goals, three assists. Mia Milligan with a goal. Cassie Lorman with an assist. Kaylee Hausman with a goal. Addie Antover and McKenna Bloom both had goals as well. Well, the Knights now will travel to Carroll at the Carroll Athletic Field coming up Monday night. Mason Nealon and Jackson Kerrigan will have the broadcast of that Carroll-Kemper doubleheader in soccer on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. The Knights move to 4-2-1 on the season. Now, the Carroll Tigers were also at home. They hosted ninth-ranked ADM up at the middle school. ADM, a very, very quick team, controlled the ball extremely well. Carroll was down a couple of starters. They had Riley Slechta having to run the back line. She did a really nice job with it. Marin Overmurl did a really nice job communicating to that back line, but it was busy for the Carroll defense all night. Overmurl finished up with 31 saves. ADM would build a 6-0 lead at the halftime. They would end the game with their fourth goal of the second half with 14 minutes left as ADM, the number 9 ranked team, picks up a 10-0 victory over the Carroll Tigers. Again, the only stat for the Tigers was Marin Overmull with 31 saves. The Tigers fall to 2-6 on the year, and again, they will host Kemper coming up on Monday night with Mason Nealon and Jackson Kerrigan on the broadcast on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. If you missed any of the details here in the recap, everything is typed up below for you. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.